restoring all things. The Sukha, Amos 9:9. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all the nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, this evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. All right. That they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, says the Lord that does this. What does this mean? Has Israel been sifted amongst all the nation? And the sinners, many of them of his people, died by the sword in the Holocaust, who resisted, saying, oh, you know, God wouldn't do that. He would it? Yes, he would. In that day, he will raise up the tabernacle of David, the Sukkah. He will raise up. It's kum in Hebrew. He will continue. He will decree. He will abide. He will accomplish it. He will make it good. He will ordain it. He will pitch it. He will raise it up. Again, he will rouse it up. He will establish it. Make it stand up. He will strengthen it. He will raise up the tabernacle. It's actually the sukkah, the hut of the lair, the booth of the cottage, the covert, the pavilion, the tabernacle, the tent. God will do this. He will raise up the sukkah of David, the house of David. Who's that? Yeshua, the Mashiach. He, the Lord himself, will do that. He will do that. Let's look at Acts 3:21. Who is the house of David? Who is the tabernacle? Who is Emmanuel, the Sukkah, the Word made flesh in the house of David? Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. That he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the time of the restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Restitution, restoration, reconstitution at that appointed time, chronos, a fixed or special occasion at the chronos time. Let's look at Acts 15:13. And after they had held their peace, James answered and said, men, and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophet, as is written, after this I will return, and I will build again the tabernacle of David, the Sukkah of David. This is from Amos 9, which has fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, says the Lord, who does all these things, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles that turn to God. The skine, the tabernacle of God, I will raise this up. It's Yeshua. He is the Sukkah. He is our tabernacle. He tabernacles with us. The Word made flesh.